It is Women of Influence Day here at the radio station. We are featuring local women throughout the day. I am here with Crystal Rick, business strategist. Crystal, to start off, are you originally from Norfolk? And if not, how did you get here?
I am originally from Norfolk, born and raised. Went away a little bit for school, but then came back to our roots here. And now we live in Delhi. We just love Norfolk.
If we wanted to get right into femfolk, I know you've made quite the impression on a lot of Norfolk County women through this event that you put on. Could you tell me how you started femfolk?
Yeah, so it kind of started myself as an entrepreneur, realizing that the more you connect and collaborate with other people, the more all of us can rise together. And I've been in different groups or masterminds, but I really felt a real connection to just having women around and being able to share and connect and, you know, talk about your successes, talk about your failures. So I thought, why not just create a community? So that's what I did. And of course, femfolk, because it's rooted in Norfolk. You know, we have people from all over, you know, a few people from all over Canada, a little bit from the US. So it's just an amazing community where we can connect and collaborate and really just grow together.
You've met tons of women through this event. Do you have any success stories from these women that have really stuck with you?
Oh, wow. Like, I feel like there's so many that have grown because of femfolk. One that comes to mind is, so we were having monthly meetups in person pre-COVID. We're hoping to start those up in the fall again. But one particular woman who came to a meetup, she was working full-time, was really unhappy with her position and her job and really just the culture that she was working in. And she realized there after, you know, being with these women, being in the room with them and seeing the power, she just took the leap right after that and quit her job in the next couple of weeks and started her own business. And now she has a thriving business. She's an entrepreneur, and it started with that night being in that room with women, and they just helped her believe in herself.
And last question here, did you have a message you'd like to send out to the younger generation of women of Norfolk?
I guess it is for all women, but I think that things are changing, and especially the younger generation, they're doing things their own way. And I would just say, keep doing that. Don't go with the status quo. Don't go with what people are telling you. Just follow your intuition and do what it is that you love and be happy. There's no other blessing in your life that is better than happiness.